You're listening to SBS News.
Marcus, so far from the retailers anyway, we're seeing increased dividend payouts. What's behind this?
It's a boom in online retail, a boom in retail. Can you believe it? I reckon if you would look at disposable income since COVID started, thanks to JobKeeper, if my daughter's anything to go by, she's earning more disposable income than she had beforehand. And it seems everybody's hit the online world and started buying stuff. And that's certainly been the case with Adairs, the results we've seen recently, which blew the lights out. And you'll see brokers are upgrading significantly at the moment. And the same thing in Nick Scali. I think there's also an element of homewares or furniture, let's put it that way, because if we are not going to be traveling as much, we've got more money. If we're going to be sitting in a house, we want to sit on something nice.
But of course, not everyone's going to be increasing dividends. I think we've heard from APRA a few weeks ago saying that the banks need to limit to 50% of their earnings. So what are you expecting from the Commonwealth Bank tomorrow?
Most of the brokers seem to assume that that's actually going to be a 45% payout now. And if it is, then you're talking about the banks going from yields of 7% to basically 3.5%. And so the Commonwealth Bank are going to confirm that. And I'm guessing they're going to be working off a 45% payout ratio. And I think you'll probably find Westpac and ANZ next week also announced some dividends they deferred from April, and they will be surprisingly small, I think you'll find.
Given those reduced dividends with the banks and the Commonwealth Bank potentially, what's your message to investors that rely on these dividends?
Don't give up the banks, because the moment we get an economic optimism, interest rates will start to rise and the banks will come back. So some of you are buying hybrids with 3.5% yields. Well, the banks, you get a 3.5% yield and franking, and you get the chance of a capital gain as well. We are clearly somewhere near the lows in terms of economic optimism. 10-year bond yield has risen for 2 days on the trot. The banks have picked up quite strongly.